Quinine.
What about, say if someone was shot and he didn't get any better, you'd say, well, now the doctor did all he could, but still the man.
Hmm.
You say, now the doctor did everything he could, but still the man.
He done all he could to kill the man. You see, the doctor did all he could to kill the man.
But still the man.
He
didn't live, so you say
he died.
Any nicer ways of saying somebody died?
Huh?
Any nicer ways of saying
There's
somebody?
Another way, you see. Well, there's plenty of ways for a person to die.
Well, what other... You could say he died.
He died.
How else could you say that?
Well, he took his sister's thing and he died of it.
Mm-hmm.
He died of it.
And the place where people are buried. The place where people are buried.
It's in a cemetery.
What did they used to call that?
A graveyard.
And what about what they put the body in?
They put the body in a casket.
What did they used to call that?
A coffin.
And you say he was an important man. After he died, everybody went to
his funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in...
In mourning.
And say on an average sort of day, if somebody asked you how you're feeling, you'd say, oh,
you feeling all right.
Okay. And this is something that, a disease that people used to get. Children would choke up with it, and they'd die from it. Well, something worse than that. Then.
They call it a gutter. They call it a disease, a gutter, or the throat.
What about dip?
Did
you ever hear dip?
A grip? Something like that. Most like that.
What about something where your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow?
You call it a yellow gander.
And when you have a pain down here and you have to have an operation, you say that you've had...
You had an operation for panic.
What do you call the disease?
That's what they call it, a panic. If you operate, you see they operated and they took a panic out of your body. Now what the panic is, I don't know.
What about them? If somebody ate something that didn't agree with them, and it came back up, you'd say he had to...
He vomited it up.
Okay. What other ways of theirs are there of saying vomit? How else can you say that?
He puked it up.
Come back out.
And if it don't come back out, get it to the doctor. Say if someone vomited, you'd say he was sick. Where?